Module 4, Ancillary Equipment in mLearning. After you've determined the various types of devices that can be used in mLearning, your job isn't over yet. The mobile devices used with mLearning are just devices if they cannot be paired with other electronic services or equipment that are needed as well. After all, no one can power up a tablet without an internet connection, and the mobile phone might be less useful if users could not electronic message or chat with each other. Internet connections. Internet connections have become an everyday staple in both business and personal lives. The internet runs the majority of electronic devices and controls if the device is able to access the World Wide Web to further access various types of information. In mLearning, the internet is a crucial part of allowing the learner to obtain education information. Whether the learner uses a web browser, a developed application, or simply views videos or podcasts, they must have the internet to do so. Mobile devices generally run on Wi-Fi, wireless internet connections, which allows the user to use the internet without having them plug into a router or use lengthy cords. The user just needs to utilize an access point, also known as a hotspot, to gain internet connection before beginning any mLearning. Types of internet connections: wireless or Wi-Fi, broadband, digital subscriber line, DSL. Messaging services. Messaging services can be a crucial tool needed for all types of mLearning. After all, most mLearning is done remotely, and the user may not have anyone nearby to consult with any questions or concerns. Adapting a messaging service for your mLearning course allows the user to stay connected with coworkers, managers, and even user support at all times. The messaging services typically depend on the device used. For example, mobile phones typically use some sort of text or SMS messaging, which relays from the phone to a mobile inbox. Tablets or laptops typically use an email server or online chat system, such as an instant messenger program or email correspondence. The goal of mLearning is to allow learning on the go, but users still need to know they can stay connected and reach out to others when needed. Types of messaging services: short message service SMS, instant messenger AOL, Yahoo, MSN, etc., Apple iMessage, video chat, Skype, Uvu, etc. Video cameras. Video cameras are a great tool to use with mLearning because it allows a clear two-way communication between the user and the subject material. Video cameras are a common tool used with trainers that record their sessions for users to play back later. Or the trainer can record their session and users can watch a live feed of the presentation through the trainer's video camera. In some courses, users may need a video camera to log into a course to view content. The video camera acts as a place marker to show that the user is present and attending the training. In some mLearning courses, the learners gather on a conference call or chat to speak to one another and exchange ideas, but also use a video camera to see one another as they talk. Common chat programs such as Skype allow users to type or speak to one another through a microphone while streaming a video feed through the video camera. Video cameras are often built standard into mobile devices such as mobile phones and tablets. If a camera is not already installed on the mobile device, a separate camera piece can be purchased and added to the hardware, usually plugging into a port on the device. Bluetooth. Bluetooth is a relatively new form of technology that emerged with the increased use of smartphones and smart devices. Much like Wi-Fi, Bluetooth allows for information to be sent over short distances through radio wavelengths, usually from one mobile device to another. Bluetooth was originally used for connection between ancillary devices in a smartphone, such as a wireless headset or portable keyboard. But as Bluetooth grew, more and more types of information became available to send over Bluetooth signals, such as photos, music files, video files, contacts, and even calendar settings. In mLearning, Bluetooth is a helpful tool when more than one user is engaged in the course. With Bluetooth, users can trade notes, exchange contact information, and even send photos or video files of what they learn. The only disadvantage of using Bluetooth is that users will have to be in close proximity of each other to use it. Unlike Wi-Fi, which can span several hundred feet with a strong signal, the Bluetooth range does not exceed 3 to 4 feet. Case study. Kayla and Elsa were getting ready to begin their employee training through the newly created mLearning course. Kayla decided to use her company tablet while Elsa wanted to use her computer notebook. Their manager, Joshua, told them that they would need to find an area where they could connect to the internet so that they could access the course. Kayla decided to go to the local library while Elsa logged onto the internet at her home. Although the ladies were in different places, they were able to log into the course together and use the installed messaging service the program featured. As the course began, Elsa and Kayla were able to message each other when one of them had a question or needed to repeat part of the course. But Kayla was having trouble following one of the presentations, so Elsa asked her to turn on her video camera. Once they were able to see each other through their device cameras, Elsa showed Kayla some of the notes she had written from the course, which helped Kayla catch on better. "Oh, now I get it," Kayla messaged Elsa. "That camera was a lifesaver."